Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Haim Be'akar Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings, Ram Zochur Oiso Ish La'Toiv, but remember this person for good, Yeshua Ben Gamloi Shmoi. Because Yeshua Ben Gamloi went ahead and created the educational system of Am Yisrael, having schools in every city. So much for over here, the Yeshua Ben Gamloi was a great person, was a big tzaddik. Ask Stasis, look at the Gemara in Yumo Daf Yudches. The more there brings that it seems for the Mishnah that the Kohanim Gedolim were Amayarotzas, they didn't know things. So then how can that be? The Kohen Gadol was supposed to be the greatest person. Says the more depends between Beis Hamikdash Harishon to Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Because in Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, the Kohanim that were appointed to Beis Hamikdash were not the proper Kohanim. And the Gemara brings an example. The Gemara says that Tekovo the Dinri idly Marto Bespaisus Lianai, Yana the king got money from this woman Marto Bespaisus, Adok will Yeshua Ben Gamla be Kohen Rabbi to make Yeshua Ben Gamla a Kohen Gadol. Mashma, the Yeshua Ben Gamla was not supposed to be a Kohen Gadol. And he just became a Kohen Gadol because of money. So the Chura says to Isis, is Yeshua Ben Gamla a tzaddik or someone who got his position through money? So Tais here answers, yes, Yeshua Ben Gamla was a big tzaddik, but he wasn't the greatest one. He wasn't the one most appropriate to be the Kohen Gadol. There were greater tzaddik than him. The reason why he was chosen was because of money. But Be'emes, he was a big tzaddik. The Ritva there in Yuma brings this question, and he says, no, Yeshua Ben Gamla, when he became the Kohen Gadol, he was not supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. But then he was Machshir himself. Then he built himself up to become the right Kohen Gadol. As we mentioned here in the Shir, that I heard from Yitzhak Rubin Shlita, the Rav Vosner Zatzal told him, when he became a Rav, told him that many times people that became Rabbanim, they weren't ready to be a rabbi, but they learned on the job. Through the job, you grow into it. So Yeshua Ben Gamla, says the Ritva, when he was appointed Kohen Gadol, he was not ready to be the Kohen Gadol, but he grew into it. He brings another answer, maybe there was two Yeshua Ben Gamlas, and he concludes with the answer of Tosis. The Maharsha there, in Yumo, and a few other Achronim bring the same idea. They say, when you bring a Raya there in the Gemara, is, you're right, Yeshua Ben Gamla was Roy to be Kohen Gadol. He was the appropriate candidate. But still, the only way he got the job is through money. If you want to pay, he would not be appointed to be the Kohen Gadol. So that's a Raya, the Bais Sheni, the system was corrupt. Because if you want to be corrupt, so why would Yeshua Ben Gamla need to pay for it? Paying for it shows that the only way to get things done during the time by Cheney was through money. Yeshua Ben Gamla happened to be the money appointed him to be the position he was supposed to be. But it's still a tie on by Cheney. All these explanations we mentioned there in the Shir on Yuma Daf Yud Ches, and this goes with the Mahalach, the Yeshua Ben Gamla over here was really the Tzaddik who started the educational system. But Rav Hyman and told us Tanoim v'Amroim Chalik Beis has a richos about Yeshua Ben Gamla. He goes with Mahalach that was two Yeshua Ben Gamlas. But regarding our Gemara, he brings that in the Yerushalmi Ksuvis in the end of Perek Ches, it says the one who established that children should go into school, the educational system of Am Yisrael, was Shimon Ben Shetach. So was it Shimon Ben Shetach or was Yeshua Ben Gamla? So he says there, told us Tanoim v'Amroim, his theory is as follows. Yeshua Ben Gamla was not such a big tzaddik, and he was not really the one who was supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. And he, in addition, did not come up with a system of teaching Am Yisrael Torah, having kids go to school. But the Kohanim Gedolim of those generations, there in Bais Sheni, they were very influential people. They were big politicians. They were able to get things done. So the one who came with the idea to have the school system of Am Yisrael was Shimon Ben Shetach. He was the one who came with the idea. But he needed a political influencer to come and bring that about, to be able to convince everybody involved to do it. So he reached out to Yeshua Ben Gamla, the Kohen Gadol. Yeshua Ben Gamla was a decent person. He wasn't a big tzaddik. He wasn't the one who came with the idea. And Yeshua Ben Gamla agreed to help him out. And the reason Shimon Shetach needed that, because he was afraid of the Tzdukim, that maybe they will come and stop this initiative. So he had to have someone from the inside, someone from the heads of Bais Sheni in those times, the big politician, to come and help him out. And that was Yeshua ben Gamla. So according to this, Yeshua ben Gamla was paid to become the Kohen Gadol. And it really was that someone was appointed who was not appropriate to be the Kohen Gadol. But he was still able to come and achieve the tachlis, the shim, and shetach was trying to reach. And in the Yushalmi, we're speaking about the one who came with the idea. And in the Bavli, we're saying the one who actually implemented that because of him, it came to fruition. Very interesting discussion regarding who was Yeshua ben Gamla. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to Hotzogo, please email shomashova@gmail.com.